Since you're talking about Zora, I wanted to, I mean, this is a good example to ask you, the Raven, what do you mean by authentic language? Because I think Zora probably defines that through her writings pretty clearly. But for all those out there who are like, authentic language, what? What do you mean, the Raven, by authentic language?
Earth-based, very straightforward, earth-based. So, for example, on the left, often language has been co-opted by this, I think a mistaken urge to be scientific, right? And so to scientifically prove that socialism is superior to capitalism, right? And you haven't touched Earth once in just that phrase, right? So what I'm saying is that we have to, in order to unify and in order to free ourselves of the conditioning of this system, which is designed to take our Earth away, we have to reclaim Earth. It's really quite simple and basic, if we stop and think about it, which jobs don't allow us to do, which is what they're for, which is because now there are not enough of the populace locked down in a job. You know, power is trying to figure this one out, and I think it's on a rare and very important opportunity that we have to seize here. So, earth-based is my short answer to your question. That when we start talking about what future we want, we have to little by little start reconnecting with the earth and to say, okay, I'm looking around where I'm standing. I see way too much concrete. How are we going to feed ourselves with all this concrete, right? So, but to start, I think it is enough to know. And the Occupy movement, I'm very grateful to for many reasons, but particularly for showing how quickly we can begin again, you know, instantaneously, because we're alive and this is what we do, right? So instantaneously, we can begin creating that alternative that is in alignment with the earth if we start aligning ourselves with the earth. So it is about saying, we're done with this system, I think, and the inability to say that is holding us back.